Welcome to my first CodeWinds interview with my friend Daniel Shaw from the Node Firm. My name is Jeff Barczewski, and in this impromptu interview, we discuss the upcoming Node Firm public Node.js training courses starting this October 8th, 2013 at Joyent in San Francisco. Let's get right to the interview. Today, I'm speaking with Daniel Shaw, the managing partner and CEO of the Node Firm, to discuss their exciting new public training courses. So, hello, Daniel. Thanks for taking the time to talk with me today. Tell me a little about these upcoming public courses.
So, the Node Firm has been doing corporate training since we started. Node Firm started in 2011, just before kind of the watermark in the Node history was the first Node Summit, and a group of sort of core people came together to create a community response to the growing business and enterprise needs that were coming. You know, we'd very much been startups and, you know, very early adopters that, you know, had been in the Node community. And but like with the interest that was being shown with Node Summit, the Node Firm was developed to be a response to that need. So this is the culmination of 2 years of refinement and evolution of that, and we've gone and we've delivered this training across the world, actually. And we've gone to companies such as Skype. We actually sent a team to Estonia.
Wow.
Yeah. That was really exciting. And the impact of that training can be seen in where Skype is today. So it's a real hallmark of, you know, what the Node Firm has been able to contribute to the business evolution of training and how companies have been able to grow and make effort and make their efforts successful with Node. We've gone to Qualcomm and quite a few other sort of not public names. It's been a great experience. Really happy to take that experience and understanding and bring that to organizations that may not have the resources to bring in corporate training.
Right.
So we recognize that there are needs up and down the spectrum for business. Node Firm core customers tend to be larger enterprise customers, but legitimately some teams at large companies are 2-3 people, and so they just don't have the numbers to be able to bring in a couple partners to do an event. So by setting up this public training, and we're at Joyent in San Francisco, we're planning some others in other locations, major cities or throughout the world. But really happy to be kicking off at the heart and the headquarters of Node, Joyent, and they're a really great partner to be supporting this. So
that's great. Yeah,
the courses are broken down into two sections. There's the foundations section where we really go into something worth noting is when we are doing node training, we are really focused on proficiency in the node platform. We aren't talking about express development or anything like that, higher up the stack. We focus on proficiency and expertise and understanding of the core platform. So our first class and at the beginning of October is our foundations class. It's a 3-day course, and it is going to cover the design decisions that that not only influence Node, but influence and determine the architectural choices that businesses need to do to use to be effective with Node. So Node with its event loop based architecture has a very different profile to a lot of other systems. And learning and understanding that event loop at the heart of Node really is the foundation of successful large scale architectures based on Node. So we dedicate time to understanding proficiency there. We build upon that understanding going into the primitives of how you develop applications with Node. So in our foundations course, we explore the callback flow control and how that's unique and how that impacts architectural decisions with Node. Then the next sort of evolutionary tier of the Node primitives is the event emitter flow, and so we explore how event emitters and differ from when you use event emitters as opposed to callbacks and how those are used effectively in Node Core and in the applications that are being developed on top of that. And then the third primitive are Node streams, and we go deep into building proficiency around streams and having effective architectures for streams-based flows. So, that really lays the groundwork for being able to work with Node. Those three primitives are really the magic that Node offers. And so foundations really focuses on mastery and proficiency at that level, and it is the basis on which to all things are developed in Node.
Excellent. And then the second course is builds on top of that. It's the advanced Node.js development.
So later in October, end of October, there is our advanced development course, and building on that understanding and proficiency, we explore the Node platform and all that it has to offer. Having administered quite a few trainings, it's really exciting to see developers having that aha moment that Node is so much more than just a web framework, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Framework. So, developers are pleasantly surprised that they have access to really elegant access to the file system. They have access to HTTP. Obviously, HTTP is a first-class citizen in Node, but we can go way below that into TCP. They have access to a very productive UDP stack that you can use in Node, and the clustering modules, so you can take advantage of modern multi-core systems. And we round out this unit with an exploration of some of the most important userland modules, so you can really hit the ground running and build on the in-depth understanding of the core modules and how those are going to play out in building real-world applications.
Great, awesome. So, starting with the Foundations course, what would be like the typical developer that would be, ideal for this course? What kind of level of preparation should they have, or what kind of prerequisites and things like that for both these courses?
So the prerequisite for Foundations is experience in programming Java, in writing JavaScript. So it doesn't have to be server-side JavaScript. It could be client-side JavaScript. But Node is not the language. It's a platform. JavaScript is the language, and everything that we do is written in JavaScript. And the callback patterns and closures and all the function scopes that come out of event loop really build on that baseline understanding of JavaScript. So that is a necessity. We've had individuals come through the training that we're new to JavaScript. They've really struggled. So we really have highlighted the fact that knowledge of JavaScript is a fundamental, because that's what you're going to do every day.
Right. Yeah.
The Node path, you're going to be writing a lot of JavaScript.
Right. Right. Excellent. Yeah, and then obviously for the advanced, then the prerequisite would be Foundations, I guess.
Foundations, right. So individuals are welcome to, individuals with more experience are welcome to leapfrog into the advanced development course if they feel that they have those prerequisites.
Okay.
I really would encourage, even if you have some baseline experience in writing some Node, the depth in which we go into understanding the architecture, the reasons behind what decisions that are made in Foundations is useful for everybody. And I know as a Node developer and teaching Foundations that there's always something new and exciting that I pick up there, and with the evolutions in streams two, if you learn streams one but haven't spent time with streams two, there's a lot there, and it's the foundation of effective development in Node. So that there, I know as programmers, we tend to be proud, but there's a lot there for even individuals who have been hacking on Node for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the Node streams 2 is really a nice upgrade for from what we were developing with before. So that's great. What would students after they've gone through like Foundations? I mean, you mentioned a lot of the different details. I mean, basically they'll be able to build full sites, web applications. I mean, they'll have pretty much all the knowledge they need. I mean, other than if they need stuff that's in the advanced, but they'll be ready to roll, right?
So the Foundations provides the core understanding of what Node is and how to interact with Node, and whether you're going to go into user land or you're going to go on to the deeper understanding of developing in Node, it really is an in-depth understanding of what you're doing. And it, you know, it, Node as a platform offers a lot, and it really is a different programming paradigm from what one might be, have experience in, you know, .NET or Java. So really understanding the programming paradigm is helpful in making that effective, and making effective architectural and system choices. We've talked a lot about applications. But it's worth noting that there is an awful lot of system code that's written in Node. At Voxer and Joint and Class Dojo, there are a lot of the command line tools and the system tools that these organizations use are all based on Node. And it's a great way to really interact with these low level network systems, and so there are a lot of surprises for a developer who's used to having the web framework tool set at their disposition, and really discovering a whole new potential.
Yeah, excellent. That sounds great. So I know the Node firm includes so many great developers. Have they nailed down who's going to be doing the training for these courses, or is that still to be defined? Or
yes, so in October, Elijah Inswa is going to be the main instructor. I will be around, and we haven't confirmed it. But there's a surprise partner that I'm not going to name his name because I don't want to disappoint people for if it turns out he's not going to be there for the class. But we happen to be in San Francisco, where a large portion of partners happen to be, and we'll expect plenty of surprises and lots of people, and of course we are at Joint, so expect the opportunity to see Isaac there too.
Excellent, sounds great. And then as far as the advanced instructors for that one, advanced course?
The same set.
Okay, great. Excellent. All right. I guess another question I had was, what kind of max number of students would you expect to have in a class? I mean, are these going to be, up to 25 people, 50 people, or, intimate classes?
So... the cap is actually 12 people. So
okay, excellent.
Lab-oriented class where there's going to be lots of instructor interaction and lots of hands-on code. And okay. When we've delivered this in corporate settings, we've actually had like CTOs and individuals who aren't coding day to day, but always encourage them to participate and join in the labs, and it's been a real great tool for insight, where those individuals have gotten a lot better understanding of what's going on in the platform by participating.
Yeah, excellent. All right, and so you said the location is going to be at Joint, and so that's in San Francisco, and I think there's pretty good hotels around that area to stay at.
It's in downtown San Francisco in the financial district, which is surrounded by great hotels. There are some Airbnb options, but they tend to be in another part of town. So I would actually encourage people to stay closer and go to the hotels there nearby.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Excellent.
The options, in downtown.
Yeah, And I guess these is 3-day classes. And how would you go? How would the day go? What would be a typical day at a course there? 9 to 5 or, you know, or breaks and lunch and all that or what?
So it is going to be, essentially 9 to 5 range. We usually do the morning is more lesson material, and the afternoon is more lab based. So you open it to really cementing the understanding that of what we went over in the morning, and making sure that by the time we start up again with the next set of lessons, that the group has gone to proficiency.
Yeah, excellent. And so as far as bringing anything, I mean, obviously they'd be probably encouraged to bring their laptops, and I guess materials will probably be provided.
You got to bring a laptop.
Absolutely.
And really discourage laptop sharing unless out of a necessity, because what we're really targeting is that individual proficiency. So we want people to go through and make mistakes and course correct and really get that individual understanding. And pairing's great, but watching someone else type something in, that's not pairing. And everyone is required to bring their laptop, and there's extensive time spent hands on. So that is a real necessity, and that's in our experience a real necessity to obtaining that proficiency.
Yeah, I can imagine. It really helps when you go through and make the mistakes yourself, and then learn how to fix them. That's when you learn, I think. So. Excellent. All right. So the dates for these courses are the upcoming ones. October 8th through 10th, that's Tuesday through Thursday, is the Node.js Core Foundations. And I guess the October 22nd through 24th, Tuesday through Thursday, is the Advanced Node.js Development course, with an early bird sign up before September 24th to get a little discount, right? And people should go to thenodefirm.com. to learn more and to sign up for these courses. If anyone has additional questions about the courses, what's the best way to contact the Node Firm about this?
So you can send an email to hello@thenodefirm, or there's an online form at thenodefirm.com. And if you want to jump straight to the training information, you can go to thenodefirm.com/training.
Oh, perfect. Excellent. All right. Well, Daniel, thanks for taking the time to meet with me today. As a member of the Node community, I'm excited about these new course offerings, and I hope they're a big success.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for listening to this CodeWinds interview with Daniel Shaw. If you want to keep up with the latest web developer news and training for Node.js, JavaScript, and HTML5, follow me on CodeWinds.com. Each week, I will bring you fresh new content in the form of blog articles, podcast interviews, screencast video tutorials, ebooks, and webinars. Music by Audionautix.com.